Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that kneels before Zod! Excuse me. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Kramer versus Kramer, an existential story of one man's journey through his own morality and sense of self. Or it could just be a flick about two people who got divorced. I'll have more to say about that coming up right after this non-commercial interruption. The first thing you notice about Kramer versus Kramer is, aside from Dustin Hoffman's awesome hair, this is a somewhat dated movie. And that's not necessarily to say it's a bad movie. But there's a lot of attitudes that I guess I didn't, you know, I was alive when this film was made, but I guess I didn't realize how 1950s things still were in the late 70s, if we want to call it that. Because the film opens with Meryl Streep, who is Mrs. Kramer, leaving. She's out of there. She's done. And we don't really get to find out too much about her backstory, about why she felt like she was done. I mean, they mention it, but we really don't get into her head all that much. She's just done. She's gone. She'll write a couple of letters. She doesn't even take her suitcase. She walks out all of a sudden. She and her husband haven't really been fighting or anything. She's just out of there. Had enough. For whatever reason. Her reasons are her own. Dustin Hoffman, Mr. Kramer, is shocked and pretty much expects her to come back pretty soon, and she doesn't. So she's gone, she's out of the picture, and in spite of the fact that this movie is called Kramer versus Kramer, and there is some of that in there, the bulk of the film is really about him learning to get to know his son, because he's been the dad off working and toiling away and hasn't really been home spending a lot of time with his son. So he kind of learns to be a real parent. And that's the majority of what goes on in this film, is him just interacting and building a relationship. The part that seems 1950s to me is there's a whole lot, especially in the first half of this film, of Mr. Kramer not being understood by his bosses and people at work, that he has to go to a PTA meeting, or that his son might be injured and he has to deal with that, or be sick or whatever. They just don't get it. That's mom's work. Well, this is the late 1970s, and you know, I wasn't totally in tune with the world at that age, but I guess I didn't realize how much that view still took hold, because I kind of started understanding the world when things were already shifting in the other direction. So you've got this guy who, his boss is mad at him because he can't work ridiculous hours anymore. And that leads to trouble at work. You've got lines from the kids saying, well, the other moms do this, you know, to his dad and stuff like that. There's a truth and a poignancy there, I guess. But it's really targeted at that era and probably what was the tail end of that era, where the woman, you know, if she had a job, was a secretary or maybe a telephone operator or something, and the man went out and earned the real bread, and the woman just took care of the kids. That was, I guess the tail end of that. They probably couldn't have made this movie 10 years later, or, you know, had it be the same film. They would have had to change a lot of things around. Now, the fact that it's dated is not necessarily to say that there's anything wrong with it. And it is a pretty heartwarming film when you get to see Dustin Hoffman's character getting to know his son. It's pretty cool, and he actually does a pretty good job. He's totally incompetent at first. So, you know, maybe this movie is the spiritual predecessor of Mr. Mom. You be the judge. I won't. I'll just leave that thought out there. But really, it's touching, and you see him become friends with his wife's friend. There's no romantic involvement. They just end up getting to know each other and trust each other, and you really start to like this character. And that leads me to the last third of the movie, maybe not even the last third of the movie, but you know that in a film called Kramer versus Kramer, there's going to be two Kramers coming in at the end. And sure enough, Mrs. Kramer shows up a year and a half after she walked out. And at this point, she's done nothing except mail a couple of letters and postcards and whatnot and go find herself in California. Apparently, she ran off to California and didn't realize it and had to go out there and get herself back. And she comes back. And what's the first thing she wants out of her mouth? I want my kid back. I'm the mom. So now, looking at it from my 2010 point of view, and having, you know, cut my philosophical teeth in recent decades, I found this pretty annoying. And I found her character unlikable. Now, that's not to say that her character is totally unlikable. She probably really did have some problems. But the movie doesn't really go too deep into that. So she comes back, she demands her kid, and now we're off to the court battle. They're already divorced. They get divorced off screen, but now they're fighting for custody. And, well, I'm not going to give away how the movie ends, but I will say this. If the film had ended any other way than the way it did, I wouldn't like this movie, and I wouldn't recommend it, and I would feel manipulated and annoyed. You be the judge as to what that means. Heck, you probably already saw it. I mean, come on, this is a relatively recent film, and it was huge. It was a huge hit at the box office, so you probably already saw it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But anything else, and it would have been a really frustrating, really hateful, manipulative film, and that's not to say that movies can't have surprise endings, because I love surprise endings, but this one, it would have been really frustrating had it had the surprise ending. All that said, you know, you've got great acting in this film. Dustin Hoffman, this is Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep, arguably in their heyday, although Meryl Streep's heyday seems to have lasted for 30 years or more, count and counting. But you know, this is really when they were young and vibrant and kicking butt and just owned the world, and everything they did was turning to gold. And this film is a joy to watch from that point of view. Even though Meryl Streep isn't in it all that much, she still has a good role. And kudos, I have to say, to the woman who plays the friend, Meryl Streep's friend, and eventually Dustin Hoffman's friend, who you know, kind of guides him through some things. Jane Alexander. I know I've seen her in something, and I looked at her. I looked her up on IMDb, and I couldn't figure out what I've seen her in. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter. She's really good in this film, and it's not a huge role, but she does bring depth to it, and I was very, very happy with her in the film. So, all that said, I'm going to give this one a rent it, and I know you're saying, well, you know, why isn't it buy it? It's a good film, and a rent it is a positive review. You should watch it, definitely. It's not a film with a lot of surprises, and even the first time you see it, and it's probably going to have fewer surprises the second time you see it. So it's probably, unless you like the heartwarming aspect, and there's nothing wrong with that, that's cool. But unless you're looking for a film that you can pull out, you know, and see the heartwarming dad and son growing closer together every once in a while, it's a rent it. But it's definitely one that you want to check out if you get the chance. It's a good flick. Next week on the show... Next week is Ordinary People. Hey, I was right. I thought it was Ordinary People. And it turns out it is. I don't know what's so special about making a film about ordinary people. I'm a pretty ordinary person, so are you, probably. Nobody makes films about us. But the ordinary people in this film are Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore. So they're maybe, and Judd Hirsch. So maybe they're a little less ordinary than we were led to believe. We'll find out. I will review that next week and get back to you with my opinion. I am, as always, Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Have a great week.